Sai's Glory, His Divine Story, every Thursday on Morning Glory. Catch the vibe with me, Karuna Munshi, on Radio Sai's Thursday Live on Asia Stream at 9:40 a.m. Om Shri Sai Ram. Good morning, dear listeners. It's 9:40 a.m. Indian Standard Time. Today is the 8th of August 2013 and you're tuned to Thursday Live on Radio Sai's Asia Stream. Current weather conditions in the abode of supreme peace continue to be a mix of sun and cloud. Today's temperatures, minimum 23, maximum 35 degrees Celsius. Sai Ram and welcome to Morning Glory. My name is Karuna and I'd like to begin by offering myself at the lotus feet of the Lord of the Universe, Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba, who is also the voice, the ears, the heart and the soul of Radio Sai. Here's what's making news in Prashanthi Nilayam, the epicenter of all things true, auspicious, beautiful and, might I add, heavenly musical. Last week, I told you that Prashanthi Nilayam is an ongoing celebration of musical treats. We enjoy the music of the spheres with performances by Baba's devotees from every nook and corner of the globe. This year, the Guru Purnima celebrations continued till the Ramadan celebrations began and will continue forever and ever. As a matter of fact, it might interest you to know that since the day Prashanthi Nilayam was founded on November the 23rd, 1950, every single day, early morning, mid-morning and evening prayers have been offered here and God is glorified here through the medium of music. This tradition includes presentations by Baba's devotees of exceptional talent from all over the world in a variety of languages. Today on Morning Glory, we'll bring you just some highlights from the innumerable concerts that we were treated to here in Prashanthi Nilayam over the past 2 weeks or so. Prashanthi Nilayam is the place to be, no doubt. Each day is full of promise here with uplifting music in languages as diverse as Arabic, Lithuanian, Polish, English, Telugu, Tamil, Marathi, Hindi, Punjabi, Sanskrit, Estonian, Italian, you name it and we've got it here. But first, let's begin Morning Glory with part 2 of the Fleeting Moments Lasting Memory interview with Sai School and Sai University alumnus Mr. Pratim Banerjee. After the interview, we have lined up an unbelievably diverse musical treat for you. So please don't go anywhere. Right now, here is the concluding part of this Fleeting Moments interview with Sai alumnus Pratim Banerjee. He's in conversation with Radio Sai's very own Bishu Prushti.
Here one very nice experience Swami gave me. It was the only year when the sports meet was on the 12th instead of 11th of Jan.
Okay.
So on 9th, I believe, Swami had come to the airport to see all of us practice. And after the practice session, he spoke to us at length. And just before leaving, he asked me, "Kya mangta hai?" And I could have asked anything in the world. And I asked him, "Swami, achhi hawa dena."
Give me good air.
Why? Because Paramotors is an event which is very dependent on good wind conditions.
Yes.
If it's too much or too less, it's not possible to fly. So only during certain pockets of time in the day can you really take off and land. So, and it was very critical. Early in the morning, the winds aren't that good. Later in the day, it becomes too windy, if anything. So, and Swami looked at me, he smiled and he said, "Dega, dega, dega."
Oh, he said that?
He said
dega.
That. He said that, "Dega." And just before leaving, he also spoke to our instructor, Brigadier Sandhu, and he had told him that, you know, safety is paramount. The responsibility of my students have been entrusted to me by their parents. So now I'm entrusting that responsibility to you. So you take care. Okay, you are answerable to me in turn. So paramount importance is safety.
Safety.
Only after that anything else. And that evening, so sweetly, Swami came and sat in the stadium, waiting for all of us to take off. But Brigadier Sandhu, he kept on relaying message that, "Tell Swami it's not safe enough to take off. The wind conditions are not ideal." Because he just told me this morning, "How can I let the boys take off just like that?" So you won't believe, such a sweet gesture by Swami. He sat there, saw the entire presentation of Vrindavan campus, Anantapur campus, Prashanthi Nilayam campus. And he kept on asking, "Paramotors boys ekla, Paramotors boys ekla."
Oh my God.
He kept looking at the skies. And just to keep him occupied, second round of practice session, began. Again, Vrindavan campus started performing.
Because you're waiting for the wind condition to settle down.
Yeah. It was around 5:30 in the evening. So that is when, you know, Warden Sir mustered up courage and went up to Swami and told him, Swami, if you can, you know, after Aarti come back, then we'll have the boys come in. So Swami said, okay, okay, but safety is most important. Swami said that and he went. And after Swami left, we took off from the airport, but we were under the impression that Swami is still sitting there.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it was dusk time and we were supposed to take off from the airport and hover above that mosque that is there next to the airport.
Yes.
We were supposed to, you know, go round and round above the mosque. So I was the first one to take off and I was supposed to wait for my partner to come up and join, and then we were both to be guided into the stadium. So that was the first time we were supposed to land in the stadium. And yeah, actually all the while we were just doing rounds above the stadium, coming back to the airport and landing. But that morning Swami had told, you know, in his all-knowing self, he told, landing conditions in airport and stadium are very different. He told our instructor.
Mm-hmm.
And he said,
that morning he had said
that morning, you know, wind conditions are very different in both the places. On the final day, if you want to land in the stadium, make them practice landing there. Practicing landing in the airport is not going to help. And he knew it so well, though he didn't go into the details. What happens is, in the stadium, there's this hill on one side. So it's blocked from one side, and the other end is all open. It's all the hostels, which are not as high as the hill. So wind kind of hits the hill, and there is great turbulence that is created
mm-hmm.
in the stadium. You know, you can be thrown off in that kind of turbulence. That is why we were, you know, doing this exercise of landing in the stadium. So coming back, I was waiting for my partner to come, and I was just admiring, and it was a beautiful experience, you know, being all alone in air.
Bird's eye view, literally.
Bird's eye view. And literally, that is when you realize that, you know, everything is equal. So maybe even God, when he sees us from that particular level,
yes.
he sees all of us as equal.
Yeah, as equals.
So there's no difference between, you know, a 10-story building or a 1-story building, or even mountains look as
yes.
flat as anything else. So it was a beautiful experience, and I was admiring, and suddenly I get this message. My partner had taken off, and I get this message from the instructor saying, Pratim, I want you to locate the stadium. So I'm searching all around, where's the stadium, where's the stadium? And suddenly I see between my legs that the stadium is, you know, as big as maybe a saucer or a cup dish that is used.
Hmm.
And then the gravity of the situation struck me that, oh God, how high have I gone? How do I come down?
Oh my God.
And why this had happened was because during the day the land gets heated up and warm air always tends to move up.
Hmm.
So in the process, even as I was supposed to go in circles, the circles ended up becoming spirals upwards.
Okay.
As a result, I kept going up and up and up.
You were just admiring everything.
And yeah, that. I was admiring everything. You know, I was in a nice, happy mood, singing some songs. And at times, the radio communication, two-way communication, used to be a bit irritating. So
put it down and enjoy.
So then the gravity of the situation struck me that, oh my God, how do I land there? Hanuman was looking as small as maybe the little finger of my...
Oh my God.
And it's a mighty statue, 65
yes.
feet.
Yes.
So then I heard from my instructor a few sweet words saying that, do you know where have you reached, at what height?
Oh my God.
He said, you're at some 3000 feet, come down. And I said, so how do I come down? He said, okay, I'll make you do some, you know, they have some movements defined for coming down, reducing
okay.
altitude. So he made me do some of those spirals and S sorties and stuff. So I came down to a desirable level. And till then, always, because our instructor had flown over in an Indian Army expedition, he had flown over Prashanthi Nilayam.
Okay.
He had taken pictures of that. And in those pictures only, the aerial view used to show us what route should we take to land in the stadium.
Okay.
So we had done that exercise for like 1000 times. Even in the middle of night, if you wake me up and ask me what is the route, I would tell you. Above music college, above institute, above higher secondary, above primary, over general hospital and then land. So that's the route. Lesson here is, theory and practice are totally different. And Swami used to stress on practical learning.
Yes.
And which is why he told us, land in the stadium. And being that exuberant, youthful guy, you know, the macho guy, waiting to perform in front of Swami. Swami is sitting there in stadium and all campuses are there. So in that exuberance and josh, if I may use the word, I took a shortcut. Instead of going beyond primary school and above general hospital, I took a shortcut above primary school, went over their playfield that's behind. And they say that in air, shortcuts should not be taken because it's even more lethal or more dangerous than taking shortcuts on ground.
Mm-hmm. So this is against your instructor's direction.
Against him. And what happens is, you know, when you're flying up there, only the person who's flying knows where exactly above which point he's flying, because from here everything looks quite similar. So he would not exactly be able to tell whether I'm flying above general hospital or whether I'm flying above primary school. So, you know, being a smart guy, I took a shortcut thinking, you know, this is my moment. I'm going to do something great and show to Swami that, Swami, see, this is what I've done for you. Plus, you know, all my friends are there waiting for me.
Yes.
And I'm going to become the farm boy.
The hero.
The hero. So I took a shortcut, and to my utter shock, I realized that I'm heading for that globe kind of structure that's there in front of Chaitanya Jyoti. Swami's hand.
Yes. Yes.
And I went totally blank. I didn't know what to do. That's when my instructor again, he gave a very few sweet words, and then he said, damn it, just fly above that, increase throttle. So I increased throttle, and you won't believe, I just whizzed past that particular structure.
Oh my God.
I was relieved. Then when I opened my eyes and saw, next was the entire Chaitanya Jyoti. So a smaller obstacle avoided, I'm heading for a bigger one. This equipment, it's meant to be handled very gently, because if you, you know, handle it too vigorously, there is a possibility for collapse.
Mm-hmm.
And if you collapse, I mean, if the canopy collapses, you drop down like a rock.
Yes.
But there was no other go. He said, take a 180 degrees turn, come back totally. And I just did that. I didn't know. I didn't have any other go. I did that, and by Swami's grace, nothing happened. Nothing wrong happened. And I took a turn, came on course, and I was expecting that, you know, I would be given some more time, come back again, and the next round maybe I'll land. By then the instructions had come that, free your legs because you're landing now.
Okay.
And you know, with the army people, orders are orders. You cannot flout orders. So I did that, and my trim adjustments were loose, which means my forward speed was pretty high. It was coming down at about maybe 40-50 Ks. And your legs can take only as much as maybe 20 K. So that adjustment had to be changed, which I couldn't do. So I was coming at that crashing speed, too much turbulence. I was being thrown about like a feather. And while I came down, I just remember, you know, maybe from 10 feet above the ground, pulling the brake so that I slowly drop. And there was this huge gust of wind that hit me from behind. And I fell face flat with this, you know, 30-35 kgs motor on my back. I fell face flat, and I just remember one thing. Just before falling, I remember shouting, Swami, and boom, I fell down flat. And there was pin drop silence, I still remember. Even many of my friends, when I, you know, they recount and how you fell that day with this kind of a, it wasn't, I mean, guaranteed fracture or a spinal damage or something.
There is so much wind, there's so much weight, the wind.
And face flat I fell, and the instructor, all teachers of the campus, they came running just to check on me what has happened. And all the while, what is running in my mind was, oh God, Swami is sitting there, what do I tell him now? I mean, what would he think? That is the only thing that is running in my mind. But you won't believe, nothing had happened to me.
Nothing had happened.
Only I had, you know, scraped my knees. My track pants around my knees were a bit torn. Nothing had happened. And we were told to wear safety guards there. But because it was a bit constraining, you know, in movements, I had removed it. So I had again flouted, and that day I was given a good, you know, peace of mind by all my professors and the instructor and stuff. They said that we would remove you. You're not following the safety procedures as you should be. That was done, forgotten, went to the general hospital, got a first aid done, and the next morning Swami had come. So now I knew for sure that Swami is sitting there, and I did a proper landing. So we were told,
you followed all the instructions.
Yes, all the instructions and landed properly. And we were told to run up to Swami and go and take namaskar.
This is the
next, the following morning.
Still a practice session.
Still a practice session.
Hmm.
Then as soon as I ran up to Swami, the first question he asked me was, chot to nahi laga? I said, chot to nahi laga, Swami, I landed so well. Why are you asking chot?
Are you injured?
Hmm. You're not injured, right? That's the question Swami posed. And I said, Then it struck me, oh, yesterday's he was asking about. I said, nahi Swami, chot nahi laga, aap hai na. I said, Swami, you are there. He said, yes, I am there. I am always there. Have that faith, confidence. Baba hamesha hai, he said.
He said that.
He said that.
Baba is always there.
Baba is always there. So, that's another sweet moment. At the same time, the lesson behind it was, I've always heard, Swami has also told, Namasmarana, Namasmarana, if you think of me, you know, I'm there. It would have been a disaster for me. Maybe I would not have, you know, sat here and spoken to you. maybe I would not have sat, you know, walked in into the studio. Maybe I would have had to come in a wheelchair or something. But that day, just that word, Swami, and I, the moment I fell, I think that is what saved me.
If you look at it, you know, you are Swami for wind. You know, he is the one who gives you that wind. He is the one who is the wind beneath
the
wheels, as they said.
The story does not end there. When he said, no, achhi hawa dega, that the following day, or maybe after a maybe the following day was the sports meet. He was supposed to come out at 8 o'clock or around 7:45, but I distinctly remember that he came out around half an hour, 45 minutes early. And he knew it so well that that is the time when the wind conditions would be ideal. He came out early. He saw all of us land properly. He gave, if I have to link it up, the thing I forgot is, though I had won the athletics championship in my 11th standard, 11th and 12th, by then Swami had stopped giving individual cups and trophies.
Yes.
Swami had begun giving those campus cups, and it was kind of eating me from within. And I was telling Swami, Swami, I did this for you. And my parents had flown
for
the down.
One picture.
Yeah. And Swami, my parents had flown down all the way from Jamshedpur just to see me, you know, receive a gift from your hand. Why did you do this to me? I felt deserted, cheated, in fact, I should say. And you won't believe, he's such a perfect timer of things that on that particular sports meet, after Paramotor's event, when only two of us went up on stage, he got huge cups and gave it to us. And that made it so special, because had I received it way back in my 11th and 12th standard, it would have been with 50 or 100 others. And my parents on that particular sports meet, they felt so proud. I remember running back and from the stands, my dad shouting out my name. And saying that he's my son. And you know, all the people around saying, oh wow, he has done such a good thing. So, Swami knows how to time things perfectly. So, we should just be patient. And you know, go with the flow of things. Because you never know what is the best time. But he always knows it.
Yes. And no prayer goes waste. Never any second of prayer has ever gone waste. And the other interesting thing also, you know, God's delays, as they say,
Are not his denials.
You know, you prayed that in your first year, and it got so beautifully answered. And the interesting thing is, you know, he gives you that wind, and he is the one who makes you do everything. And he warns you, and again he protects you also. I mean, that is so fantastic. I mean, that's how our life is. I mean, he is the one who allows us to go up. He is the one who allows us, gives the wind. You may be in TS or IS or wherever, but he's the one who gives you that.
Exactly.
That push, that fillip. And constantly he's watching. And all the time seeing to see whether you're remembering that message to call on him, whether you're remembering that, you know, as you mentioned, what happened in your long jump days, you know, are you remembering that it is he. I think, see, as you mentioned, you know, when you fell, also the first thought that came to you is Swami. So that is what the instant connect, and that is what he's reflecting when he saw you also first time, and you went to him, he immediately referred to that, even though you had forgotten about that. The next day, everything, you're feeling your landing is fine, why is Swami asking, are you injured? But, you know, that connect. Fantastic. I mean, this whole episode is sort of a parallel to what happens in everyone's life.
Exactly.
Beautiful. So, that was in second year Vrindavan.
Vrindavan life was, you know, very different, as in having to stay physically away from Swami. You kind of developed that Swami feeling within.
Yes.
And I really never felt that disconnect in those 3 years. I felt, in fact, more connected to Swami.
You're all the time pining for him, you're doing things for him, you're aspiring for him, you're waiting for that moment.
Yes.
And preparing for that moment.
And that is where the most maximum development happens, because you know that there are few things that can take you close to Swami.
Yes.
It could be music. You try to hone your skills along those lines so that you get a chance to get a little closer to him.
Yes.
So it was a beautiful 3 years that I spent in Vrindavan, and then when I came to Prashanthi Nilayam again, it was great, as in the physical proximity, you know, every day getting to see him sitting in bhajan hall singing for him. It was really a beautiful experience. There's this one experience that I would like to share is in my final year of MSc, in the year 2009. The Convocation Drama was a huge success that year. And in fact, that was, I think, after a long gap that Swami had taken so much interest in the drama. And he had, in fact, changed the entire script.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I was playing the main villain's role in that particular drama. So, Swami had told that, you know, you all are talking too much of business. What is the message for Swami? What message are you giving the audience? So, accordingly, the entire script had been revamped and changed, and Swami had really liked the drama. So, we were all, you know, very happy, kind of sad because we were having to go back to classrooms. So, but then, a bolt from the blue, after just I think a couple of days after the birthday celebrations, we got a message from the registrar's office saying that Swami wants a drama again,
mm-hmm.
and the date is not yet fixed, but it is for a dignitary, and I think the words that were used was that he is an intellectual who's coming.
Okay.
So prepare a drama accordingly.
Okay.
So along with all our experienced research scholars, the final year boys, we all got our heads together, and so first thing that happens is, you know, try to predict who could that intellectual be. Customer first strategy.
Yes.
So we were all wondering who could that intellectual be. Some rumors were around, doing the rounds that, you know, maybe Mr. Ratan Tata.
Okay.
Because he had visited Swami in Hatshi.
Yes.
In Bombay. So we, you know, put our pieces from various scriptures and all that together. And we sent it out, and Swami suitably suggested not this, instead of this, have this particular episode. And
okay.
And within a span of like 1.5-2 days, we had to bring up a drama up to Swami's expectations.
Complete with everything, music.
Complete with everything, background score, recorded dialogues, the acting up to mark, sets, everything. And this was, I think, on 1st of December, and the drama was supposed to happen on 3rd of December.
Yes.
So on 1st of December, overnight, throughout the night, we all went to the recording, the adjacent recording studio, and we recorded all the dialogues. It was the first time in the history maybe where, you know, we had the scripts given to us just maybe 5-10 minutes before the recording. And we held the scripts in our hand and we read out the dialogues as in, with suitably modifying wherever the,
yes,
you know, the delivery and stuff.
Everything happened in like 2 days,
in 2 days' time.
Can't imagine.
So, the recording was done, and the following day Swami came. He came along with the senior, the elders, saw the drama. But just before the final scene, he left. So, we were...
This is before...
This was a practice session. On second, okay. I believe. Yeah, second evening.
Mm-hmm.
And third evening was... the drama was supposed to happen.
Yes.
So, on second evening, Swami saw there and...
In the Institute Auditorium.
Yes, in the Institute Auditorium. And... He just left before the final scene, so we all started wondering, why did Swami leave? And then the thought struck us that maybe the final scene is not up to mark. So we kind of again changed it, re-recorded it. And of course we didn't get another chance to show it to Swami, but we went with the gut feeling and, you know, we modified the final scene. On 3rd December, we were still getting ready in the hostel. We got the news that Swami has come along with the intellectual dignity. So, in whatever condition we all were, we just ran in. We went there and the drama went ahead pretty nice. Of course, I mean, being the actors and being the people performing, we knew where the glitches were. But otherwise, the audience appreciated it pretty nicely. But the best part unfolded after the drama. So, what happened was, after the drama got over, we were all on the stage. And Swami was sitting down, and then he asked, should I come up for a photo?
Oh my God.
He said, Swami, this is what he waits for. Why are you asking us? Please, Swami, we prayed to him and he came up. And then he started praising everybody, you know, very nice voice, he told one character. And like that, the conversation began, and I just happened to tell Swami, you know, I always had this desire to tell Swami, that Swami, always be with us. एंड दैट डे स्वामी ने टोल्ड हिम स्वामी हमेशा हम लोग के साथ रहना. स्वामी सुन बाबा हमेशा तुम्हारे साथ है. ही टच्ड माय हार्ट रीजन एंड ही टोल्ड बाबा इज ऑलवेज देयर देयर देयर. थ्राइस ही सेड दैट.
ही हिमसेल्फ टच्ड योर हार्ट एंड सेड
टच्ड एंड सेड. सो that was a very great moment. And I remember another incident. If I'm now only I'm able to link it up. In my 11th standard, Swami had given a watch to all the school students in the Purnachandra auditorium. It was a normal regular watch with a Hanuman embossed in it. So I had used that watch for a year or two, and then the battery had gone down. So I had given it to my dad to get it repaired. You know, the battery changed. But in the evening, while coming back from office, when he got it back, he said, it can't be mended. I said, why? He said, no, because the watch repairer said that ye toh some, this is some local ghadi, it can't be repaired. And I felt so angry at that watch repairer, saying, "What? How does he know what the watch means to me? It's been given to me by my living God." I didn't know what to tell him because, yes, he was doing his job. He just said, if it is not a branded stuff, he just told, yes, it is not branded, it's a local thing, it cannot be repaired. And I remember telling Swami at that point in time, Swami, how can you give something which, you know, that guy can say something like that?
You know, he can pass a comment which is sort,
yes,
of derogatory.
Sort of derogatory. And I said, Swami, I want a branded watch from you. Till then, I'm not going to wear a watch. I want a branded watch only from you. Of course, in Vrindavan and other times also, he had given watches to all students. But it was then, on that day, after the drama, in front of
December 3rd.
December 3rd. And Swami had just been back from the Mumbai Hachi trip.
Yes.
And Swami called Satyajit brother and he told, get the watches. So he got those, that tray full of watches. And the Charles Dillon watches, those were.
Wow.
Finally, Swami, you're giving a branded watch. And the first thing that our monkey mind thinks is, which one am I going to get? Swami was holding my hand, and you won't believe. One part of my mind is, you know, looking at the watch and saying, Swami, I like the ones with a thick strap. I think that is most suitable for me. And Swami also likes to tease you. So he picked up one particular watch. It was a lady's watch and there were a few lady characters also in the drama.
Okay.
So he picked up that watch, he opened it and he was, you know, trying to open and apparently like, as though he's not able to open.
Yeah.
So I went ahead and helped him out. So he opened the watch and then teasing me said, Ever Kistanu, whom should I give? And immediately my mind revolted. Tell me, not me, not me. After these many years, when you're finally giving a branded watch, don't give me a, you know, a lady's watch. So finally Swami made it, put it around the wrist of one of the lady characters and he made it so special. He made him wear it and I believe till it was put reverse. And I think till date he wears it that way.
Oh.
It's such a sweet thing. And then finally Swami picked up another watch. He nearly handed it over to me and I was just looking at the strap saying, Swami, strap is not nice. And the other part of my mind was saying, come on, stop thinking that.
Stop thinking.
God is giving you whatever He is giving, take it. And even as I was receiving the watch, Swami looked me top to toe and He said, strap bagaledu.
Oh,
the strap is not nice. And you know, it is such moments when He reveals His, you know, omniscience. We all know Swami is like omnipotent, omniscient. But when He says this, that is when it really hits you.
He's hits you like a ton of bricks.
So I was like, oh my God. I'm like, I don't stand in front of him. He knows me through,
yes,
and through.
Yes.
So then he picked up the watch that I was eyeing. He picked up that watch. He put it on my hands and said, Idi Bagundi. Padnamaskar tisko.
I took Padnamaskar.
Yeah. This is nice for you. Took Padnamaskar. After that, he called Mr. Ratan Tata on stage. And there were a lot of conversations, a lot of, you know, proclamations and revelations made by Swami that day.
Mm-hmm.
He said a lot of good things that the entire world is going to come together.
Mm-hmm.
There's not going to be any boundaries. Very soon this is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he was telling Mr. Ratan Tata, these students of mine, Mr. Ratan Tata told Swami that I can see the devotion in the eyes of these students. Swami said, yes, this love, you know, this love for them, that is their biggest service to me. These very boys, when they go out in the society, they would do work for me. They would be my torchbearers. So I made such a statement. And After that, Swami started introducing each one of us. You know, this boy, he's a PhD, he's doing this area. I mean, what is the area of research? Swami got into a conversation mode. And then he asked me also, what are you doing? I said, Swami, yeah, before coming here, I must tell you like how I got into MBA. Because this MSc Mathematics and MBA is a rare combination. Typically,
yes,
what
absolutely.
Happens is, after MSc Mathematics, people end up doing M.Tech Computer Science.
Yes.
Which was also my preferred path. But when I went out and, you know, spoke to a few of my relatives who are in the corporate, they were saying that M.Tech is too technical a line. Why don't you do an MBA?
Mm-hmm.
So I was in kind of a dilemma. What would be my next course of career or education? So even my sister, she was kind of disturbed because of my mental state. And in one of her dreams, she had asked Swami, that Swami, what should my brother do? He's finishing his MSc. And then as a very matter of fact, Swami told MBA.
Oh.
Ask him to do MBA. That was what my sister had told me. But you know, humans as we always want a confirmation and a reconfirmation. So that day I took it as an opportunity. And in front of Swami, when Swami asked me, what are you doing? I said, Swami, MSc Mathematics final year. After this, MBA, Swami? Swami said, tappagonda istanu. Need to take Padmaskar. Even as I was getting up, he said, nenu istanu.
Wow,
so,
I will give.
Yeah, he said, means promise, you will get a seat and I will give you a seat. Those were the words.
Wow.
So now when I look back, having done MBA and got into Tata Administrative Service.
In front of Ratan Tata.
In front of Mr. Ratan Tata. So it was all divine plan. And I must mention here that TAS is one of like the premium leadership development programs in the country.
Yes, Tata Administrative Service.
So it's said by a lot of people that it's the equivalent of IAS in the corporate.
Yes.
As in from a private company point of view, it's an equivalent of that. So, now when I look back, I realize that Swami has everything planned for all of us.
Yes.
We just need to, you know, go with the flow.
Yes.
Have that faith and confidence in Him, because finally what He gives to us is the best for us.
Absolutely.
In a very wholesome manner, not just worldly aspirations, but also your spiritual aspirations. And everything just falls in place.
When you look back now, you seem to connect so many dots, right? And I think as you go on reflecting, as the years roll by, you'll only keep seeing more and more dots being connected. Slowly, plenty of connections. And I mean, just to think of it, you have now got into Tata Administrative Service. And such an important decision of your life happened in the presence of Ratan Tata on that day. And even if you see Bhagwan's life, you know, the thought that always comes to my mind is, it's like a movie, you know, which is already shot.
Mm-hmm.
Like God coming down as an avatar, the entire film is already shot. Okay, it only unfolds every day.
Exactly.
Every day it unfolds, and we are so fortunate in some sense. Everybody is part of it. Everybody as contemporaries of the avatar is part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But have different roles to play, and you see your fold, you know, your role also is slowly unfolding. You just see it for yourself, but actually it's all done. You know, when he came down, he chose his parents and he chose what he wants to do, and everything else was done. But it's very beautiful when you reflect on it and sit back, and you know, the whole concept that you are not doing anything, everything is already done. It's like, you know, Krishna telling Arjuna, he's showing that everything is already done. Don't ever think that you're trying to do anything. I think when you live with the avatar, I think that those are the lessons that just get ingrained in you. You can never ever for a moment think that, you know, I will achieve something.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have seen so much of that, you know, for every one step that you take, there is this huge power who has already taken 99 steps just to make you, so that you can take that one step.
And finally also, you know, he gives us the opportunity to feel that, yes, I have done it.
I have done it. He wants that happiness. He wants that you have that happiness. Ultimately. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Preetam. I think we've already talked for close to 1.5 hours. And I think there is so much more that you can share. And I hope that you'll come to the studio again. And really wishing you very well. We know you're going to definitely fly high, because he's promised to give you a wind. Definitely going to fly high. And you really got into such a prestigious institution. So wishing you all the best, and hoping that we'll have you again in the studios to hear more about how you are connecting the dots more, because this process is going to go on.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Bishu. It was a pleasure and a privilege talking to you. And I feel this forum that you all have created is a wonderful way to, you know, for everybody. Every once in a while I do always listen to this because it helps me connect yes. back to the source.
Yes.
And that's where we all draw energy from. And it's such a beautiful
It's really interesting because, you know, in 2001, even though the studio got inaugurated in November 2001, in August, when there was absolutely no clue about Radio Sai, no one had any clue about Radio Sai, you know, all that happened sometime in October. Swami had told one of my colleagues that you go and work there. That time this institution did not exist, actually. You just go and work in that building. From there, my voice will be heard.
My God.
So, you know, all the time, it is him connecting the dots, and it's purely him. The whole soul inspiration, and the only thing that works on Radio Sai is Sai, who's the one who's really working. Really wonderful. And also, I really want to tell all the listeners that, you know, yesterday was your marriage, but you still took the time off to come to the studio today to share. And that really shows, you know, Swami means so much to you. And it's the same for everyone who's gone through, who's been touched by Bhagavan's love.
I mean, it's just that I feel, you know, by sharing experiences, it's our good fortune because
yes.
we get to relive those memories.
Yes.
We get to go through those life experiences once
yes.
again.
Yes.
And which is what have, I mean, these moments are what has defined us.
Yes.
So when you keep reiterating, when you keep revisiting those
yes.
moments, it's like you're again chiseling those bits which have got added onto you, which are not you.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
you can chisel those
yes.
those parts out
those parts
and you
out.
Become what you really are.
Yes.
What Swami wants you to be.
Absolutely. That is what is meditation. You don't have to do any other meditation.
Thank you. Thank you, Sairam.
Sairam and welcome back. You just heard the concluding part of this Fleeting Moments interview with Sai alumnus, Mr. Pratim Banerjee. In case you have missed part one of this interview, you can catch it on our Facebook page or at our website, radiosai.org/sai-students. And now, dear listeners, brace yourselves for a musical treat from heaven on earth called Prashanthi Nilayam. Last 2 weeks, we had music from all different parts of the world in any number of languages, Indian and foreign, Sanskrit and Italian, Polish and Arabic, Lithuanian, Estonian. It only happens here in Prashanthi Nilayam, where the Master taught us to glorify the one and only God in any language that touches the heart. I now leave you to enjoy the medley. Till we meet next Thursday, please be well, stay inspired, and do whatever it takes to stay positive. See you next Thursday on Morning Glory right here at 9:40 a.m. But right now, please do enjoy some heavenly music to soothe your ears, nourish your soul, and lift your spirits. Jai Sai Ram.
Yeshtarayam Brahmanam Bye. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat 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 shalom. Shabbat 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 shalom. Shabbat 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 shalom. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat 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 shalom. Am Israel, Am Israel, Am Israel, hai. 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 O Davinu, hai. O Davinu, hai. O Davinu, O Davinu, O Davinu, hai. O Davinu, hai. O Davinu, hai. O Davinu, O Davinu, O Davinu, hai. Hevenu shalom aleichem. Hevenu shalom aleichem. Hevenu shalom aleichem. Hevenu shalom, shalom, shalom aleichem. Hevenu shalom aleichem. Hevenu shalom aleichem. Hevenu shalom. Shalom, shalom, shalom aleichem. Shalom, shalom, Yerushalayim. Shalom, shalom, Yerushalayim. Shalom, shalom, Yerushalayim. Shalom, 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 shalom.
Kar dharni, re re re, zani zani. ni da da ni ba ma pa ga ma re da da re ga ma pa da ni da re da ni da ni ni sa ka da mo nda pa par kar dhar ni kar dhar ni kar dhar ni 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 da ba da ni 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 da ba da da ni da da ni da ba da re da re re da ni da da ni da ni 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 da ba ma pa da ni sa ma pa da ni sa ma pa da ni sa अड़गामुंडा अपर कर धरणी कर धरणी कर धरणी असुरा निखंडिनी असुरा निखंडिनी धरण तारिणी भक्त पालिनी दया दानी भवानी भवानी जननी भवानी 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 माता कालिका माता कालिका माता कालिका
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
Shri Narayana Tu Purushottama Guru Tu Siddha Buddha Tu Skanda Vinayaka Savitaha Pahavaka Tu Savitaha Pahavaka Tu Brahma Mazda Tu Yakta Shakti Tu Vishupita Prabhu Tu Rudra Vishnu Tuhu Rama Krishna Tuhu Rahi Mata Otu Rahi Mata Otu Vasudeva Gau Vishwarupa Tu Chidananda Hari Tuhu Adritiya Tuhu Akala Nirvaya Adharinda Shiva Tuhu Atma Linga Shiva Tu Atma Linga Shiva Tu Om Tat Sat Shri Narayana Tu Purushottama Guru Tu Buddha Buddha Tu Skanda Vinayaka Savitaha Pavaka Tu Savitaha Pavaka Tu Brahma Mazda Tu Yakve Shakti Tu Vishupika Prabhu Tu Rudra Vishnu Tu Rama Krishna Tu Rahi Mata Tu Rahi Mata Tu Vasudeva Tu Vishwarupa Tu Chidananda Hari Tu Adritiya Tu Akala Nirvaya Adharinda Shiva Tu Atmalinga Shiva Tu Atmalinga Shiva Tu
Home. Amen.